Hello.
Hello.
Episode 162, Die in a Fire, or Joel Train Mad. This week, Joel Train makes the world uncomfortable, and we ask if Niagara Falls is fake. You can find us over here, or over here, or over there. And I think that is it. Thanks for listening.
Smarter. Am I showing up from here?
Kind of, but I think.
Hello?
Am I showing up from here now?
Say that again.
Am I showing up from here now?
Yeah, you're good.
Alright, cool. Oh, shoot. Where's the button?
On the side. Side, top, under that strappy thing.
What's your pattern? What's your pattern?
Most of a Z.
Yeah, that was a good fucking clue.
On mic.
What's with the Batman stuff?
I just came from a birthday party.
Was it a kid's birthday party?
No, it was an adult birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
3 years old.
Friend of the show, I presume?
Huh?
Friend of the show, I presume?
Friend of the neighborhood.
Oh. You tell him you're going to a podcast to record?
No, it's
sweet.
Not.
Hi, Steve.
So is that like, they have the same kind of system at like a Magic Castle or something where you get tokens and tickets to buy prizes at the end with?
They bought laser tag and go-karts. And a party room.
Those were just like party favors?
They bought these on their own, yeah.
Hi, Steve. Still doesn't know.
Nope.
I'm lost. Still doesn't know what.
But Steve's a huge podcast fan. Joel hasn't told Steve that he's
on a podcast.
A member of a podcast. Yeah.
Oh, so he doesn't listen?
Hi, guys. Joel, you're kind of behind me, and that's weird.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
You set it up.
You got a bad attitude today, I can tell.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's with the fucking sour face?
Well,
let's get into it.
You want to get into it? Let's get into it. So, feels weird without an introduction, but
we're into it.
We're into it. I took two classes for foster to adopt today.
Really?
The second foster to adopt class was what even the teacher said is like the worst and the most awkward foster to adopt class.
Yeah.
And that is the sexual abuse foster to adopt
class.
Nice. So right before I went to Steve's party, I sat through 3 hours.
Yikes.
Of like child sexual abuse prevention?
Wow.
Prevention and description and the worst of just like, when I was on the way to that fucking party, I called Christine, who was on her way back from the Ohio State game.
Oh, the football game?
She went to the football game, yeah. This was
But didn't go to the sexual abuse foster.
No, and you know what? Fuck her. I'm glad that she'll have to go to that on her own, because it was, ugh. It won't be as bad for her, because she's a chick.
Probably look totally creepy as you going in by yourself.
Yeah, totally fucking creepy.
You know, I bet you it is a thing. That if you're a pedophile, you try to take stuff like that as recreation.
Maybe.
Just, you know, just...
They call it grooming.
Yeah, just to hear all the, you know, prevention tactics.
Right.
You were strategizing for how to later break down the new defenses from the New Age teachings of the next group of children so that you can rape them.
And, like, here's the deal, right? So, last night... Obviously not last night for anyone fucking listening, which is no one, was Stand Up to Cancer. And on every fucking channel. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, they took over. They took all the major networks.
Except for PBS.
What are you talking about?
Stand Up to Cancer, like, bought a block of the world's TV time.
S-U-P-2-C.
They said, all right, so the world watches TV from this time to this time on Friday night. We would just want to buy that and force them to do this.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Not every deep cable channel.
Yeah.
They didn't interrupt anything.
No, just regular.
What did they show on it? Like Jerry's, whatever
the
fuck?
It was essentially Jerry's Kids. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they had the who's the guy who shot arrows in fucking Avengers. That guy was on there.
No idea.
So, yes, Archimedes.
Yes, Archimedes.
Is that his name? Yes, Archimedes? Yeah.
Yes, that is his name. Yes, Archimedes. Yes.
Amadeus.
So after you got done learning how to rape kids.
How to not rape kids. It was awful, dude. It was the grossest, like, 3 hours of, like
was
we're
it
all
like,
grossed out by kids getting raped.
This was descriptions of, like, how, what happened.
Well,
like,
it wasn't. Descriptions of the actual raping of kids.
They showed videos.
They did show video of Oprah from like the fucking 80s.
Raping kids?
No. Talking about kids getting raped and like kids, once the kid was raped, now the kid's raping kids. Ugh.
Yeah. Dr.
So that's like, oh, like I came from that class from 3 hours. Of fucking talking about child molestation. I could show you the fucking paperwork in my car, yo. Like, the worst. And I called Christine and I was fucking cursing at her and like, I can't believe I gotta go to a fucking party now. All I wanna do is take a nap. All I wanna do is get this out of my fucking head. It was awful.
Nope, time to go see some kids.
Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah, have fun at Scene 75. Yeah. Every one of these kids is rapeable. Nice. Every one of these kids. Rape one of these kids.
I bet you guys go there to rape kids.
Probably do.
It's awful, man. And so I show up to Scene 75, have a shot of Jameson, and pour a tall fucking Yingling lager. And that helped take the edge off, because seriously, like...
You got to pour it?
All I wanted to... No, it was... They poured it, but... Ugh.
That's
awful,
not one of their rides, is pour a beer.
He said, I poured it.
It was awful.
You just fucking busted in there like, you do not know what I've just seen. Just take over
the bar. I wanted to, man.
Walk
it was...
behind the bar and start pouring your own drinks.
Ugh. Just the worst, like, mental headspace to go to, like, Now we're birthday partying. Yeah. Have fun. Everybody's happy. Like, no, not everybody's happy. There's some fucking kid getting raped right now. That's all I can think about. It was the worst, man. And it's funny, and it's la ha ha. We'll all laugh, but it was awful.
It sucks to think that the fact that there is a class of people that are child rapists, and they have to live a you know, semi-normal life. So they're out and about doing normal things.
Yeah.
They're at the grocery store while you're at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And they might be scoping out, seeing if there's any kids they can steal and rape.
They almost, from what I learned in class today, they don't have a choice. Like, they're always, even if they've been rehabilitated, they're scoping kids all the fucking time. And just the same way that I do with drug abuse, they're just trying to fucking cope. They're just trying to, like, nope.
Don't look at that little kid.
I'm gonna get my fucking cheese curd and I'm gonna fucking fill up my yogurt tub and move on with my life. Ugh, it was just awful, man.
So scene 75 cheered you up, is what you're saying.
Booze cheered me up. Scene 75 serves booze, and booze cheered me up. It was.
Is that place big?
It's all right. Apparently they're gonna expand it.
Yeah, well,
take
that building
to the upper, because they've got another story that they can go to. Yeah. So inside that, they've got laser tag, they've got go-karts, they've got...
Go-karts are inside?
Yeah.
Weird.
Go-karts slick are inside, volleyball's outside. What'd you say?
Slick track style?
Yeah. Yeah, you can skid almost anywhere. Print, you go fucking piece of shit. Print.
Was this like voice command printing? Yeah. You have it set up to print when somebody says go-karts?
Huh. Was it fun?
It was all right. I'm not a video game guy.
Yeah.
That building was used to be Rexel Electric, which my uncle like essentially got laid off, did an early retirement of right before they went out of business like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And then somebody bought that building and built that. But they have like everything, right?
What do you mean everything?
Like every kind of fucking adult arcade thing you can think of, they pretty much have.
Japanese sex robots?
I did not see any Japanese sex robots, no.
Might just be a room off to the side, though.
Probably. Yeah. They had party rooms, you know, like areas for you to have your cake and shit. Steve had his cake and shit, which my wife's boss made for him.
What birthday was this for this guy?
33.
Big one.
Well, it was a big one in
that... It's essentially adult Magic Castle, right?
I don't know. I mean, define adult Magic Castle. Like, to me, Dave and Buster's seems more like adult Magic Castle.
But Magic Castle has putt-putt. I mean, they have exterior stuff.
They did have putt-putt.
And they do birthday parties and shit like that. Well, I guess Dave and Buster's probably does that too. But
I like my sad whistle.
It's got Batman on it.
Yeah, it does.
You got a Batman Live Strong bracelet.
Yeah.
Nice.
And a ring.
What a creep.
You're so All up. That shit came in...
In your goodie bag?
Man, this goodie Whoa. Bag. And Anyone more. Want a Jolly Rancher? I know that's in here.
Nope.
Slinky?
Nope.
Wow. I guess I'm just blown away a little bit that like a 33-year-old man is having like
The reason that a 33-year-old man had a little kid's birthday party is that apparently his childhood was so bad that he's never had a birthday party. Seriously.
That doesn't make going there any happier. That makes it sadder.
I know.
Why don't you shine a light on it?
Hi, Steve.
Happy birthday, dude. I heard we have no worries that he's going to listen.
That's true. Joel will never tell him. Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Fuck you.
Hi.
The angry edition.
Yeah. It's me and Joel Train and Zippy.
Mm-hmm.
Find us places.
People and things.
Nice. I found both of the This Thing or That Thing books. There's a couple of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
This is hurting my ring finger.
How's it going, fellas?
Not great.
I'm all right. Kind of puts us at odds.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's good conflict. Yourself. That's good radio.
I hate you.
Let's argue for the sake of argument.
It's fine with me. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first, so I went to, so we can't afford to adopt a baby, right?
Sure.
My spooge is useless.
As your friend, this whole, like, having to do the foster child molestation classes shines a light on the fact that I didn't know you was going, starting this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. What was your, is this your first step? Was the class the first step?
No, the first step is like an introductory meeting. You've got to go through 40 hours of classes before, and then like a ton of other shit. Physicals, fucking background checks. I went through, I looked at the fucking terrorist watch list already.
You have to know the terrorist watch list?
I have to what? The terrorist watch list?
You have to know the terrorist watch list?
No, you just have to look at it and say, I haven't physically or financially supported any of these groups.
Weird.
Yeah.
That is a weird step.
Yeah. And most of them, you'll all be happy to know, are...
You said, no, I haven't supported them?
Are, no.
Most of them you haven't supported. That's
well,
good.
You know, here or there. Are,
I'm sure there's some gas stations you've been to where
Arabic
support has been thrown that way.
Right. And there was only, there's one anarchist and one communist group on the list that I saw. I don't support anybody. I don't even have the money to support.
Did you actually know these things?
Huh?
Like, have you heard of these things before? Like,
many of them.
Relatively common.
Not
thing?
Many. Honestly, maybe a 15th. I mean, like, Hamas, sure.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda, sure.
Yeah.
I've heard of those guys. But a lot of it was fucking, you know, sounds like an Arabic name to me.
Yeah. Mujahideen, is that one of them?
That one I would have picked out as a, like, yeah, I've heard of those assholes.
Hezbollah.
And I given them, yeah, Hezbollah, right in there.
Huh.
And sent my fingerprints to the fucking FBI and the whole deal.
Is nice. The KBG or KGB, whatever, it's KGB. One, does no, that thing still one. Exist?
I'm sure they do, yes. But they're not on the fucking list. That's how good they are.
Yeah, they don't claim to exist, I believe. But
have you listened to the Jay Adomian, What the Fuck?
No.
I should. I'm a huge James Adomian fan.
It's fairly new. It's the last one of the last. So you haven't listened?
No,
to
I have not.
Yeah. He does impersonations. He does Jesse.
Oh, you're kidding. No. Really? Jesse the Body of Ventura? No way. Yeah, he's fucking hilarious. No, I'm a huge James Adomian fan.
Well, he was on one of Doug Benson's podcasts, and he did the whole episode as Jesse. Like, you know, and then Paul F. Tompkins did the cake boss character.
Right.
They did the whole podcast like that. And he's,
yikes.
They're, you know, most of the thing that was cracking on is how big of a conspiracy theorist he
sure,
is.
Sure, yeah.
So he was just saying, it was funny as fuck, saying all kinds of stuff. Feel bad I brought it up, though.
No, it's worth going back into the Comedy Bang Bang archives. Not, like, Comedy Bang Bang, I'm a fan of, but honestly, look up James Adomian on every fucking podcast he's been on. Huh. Like, dude's fucking legitimately, like, does...
I think I've heard him, and I've probably
he's so
seen him.
So fucking funny, but, yeah, man.
I just recently thought, I've been thinking that about Jason Mantzoukas. He did a You Made It Weird, and he's done a couple of Bensons. I think I've heard him there, and he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's on The League, too.
Right.
Yeah. I think I might start listening to that How Did This Get Made, the movie podcast with Paul Scheer and nice. Jason Mantzoukas and some lady.
Some lady.
She's got a three name. It's like June Ruby.
She's got three names.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I gotcha.
I'm going to embrace this fucking angry character.
Oh, Jose's over there, too.
Fuck you.
Yeah, forgot that. Yeah. Let's forget Jose. Sorry, Jose.
Burn in a fucking fire.
Did Austin ever tell you where Jose lives and what he lives next to?
I hope a volcano that he falls into occasionally and erupts into a fucking burning ember. Piece of shit.
I might have to save this one for later.
I don't know that I remember.
Yeah, you didn't like it, and I thought it was goddamn genius and should be universally liked, but I don't think that's the right time to tell it. I don't think I'm going to get a very good reception.
Fuck you.
All I was disappointed with how well Austin liked it. I don't think I want to fucking
really?
Face
try
the
me?
Fire.
Go
of...
fuck yourself. Ugh. I want everything to burn forever.
Man.
In a house fire. Oh, do you have kids? I hope they burn in a fucking house fire. Go fuck yourself.
So sweet.
I don't have
that
kids.
Fucking molestation 3 hours put me in, like, it soured my whole fucking mood. The whole time I was thinking when I was in that fucking class.
Nobody here's molesting any kids.
I know. Don't let it become
you. Fuck.
Don't let it become you.
Yeah.
It hasn't become me.
Yeah.
However, fucking, that's the mood it put me in. Like, it was, ugh. Ugh.
Fact of life, homie.
It's just the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get that it's a fact of life, but it's a fact of life that we all deal with in 15-minute chunks. I had three goddamn hours of description of how they're fucking baiting these kids. It's
what is the point of the class? That's confusing to me.
Because, like, when your fucking foster kid comes to you and says, somebody diddled my fucking shit,
okay,
you have to know how to respond to that.
Okay.
And you have to know what fucking trigger signs to watch for
and
all that shit.
I didn't take any classes.
Like,
I know,
that.
But I'm a parent as well.
Yeah. You just shat out a fucking kid. Who gives a fuck? This is the fucking state teaching me how to fucking raise a kid. Like,
yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big government, man.
I'd be angry about that part, certainly.
Big government.
So what do you want? You just throw these kids into a fucking fireplace? What do you want to do?
We want Bush back.
Yeah, you do, you fucking piece of shit. Die a million fucking deaths. I hope your kids are fucking orphaned. Now we're dealing with the real shit.
You ought to get it all out.
Get what all out?
Everything you got. Like,
fucking, I got nothing.
Keep going.
What do you want to talk
about?
That
way you can reset, because I feel like anything we say from now on is going to be...
Then fucking have the goddamn podcast on your own. You two fuckholes, talk about your fuckhole shit, and you can fucking fuck.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck.
Don't forget Jose.
Fuck you.
Yeah. You make him cry.
I don't give a fuck if he dies in a fucking furnace. I don't give a fuck what happens to fucking anyone.
At least be more creative than fires
fuck
at this point.
You.
No.
Fuck you a million fucking times. How's that?
Did Austin or Jose tell you where he lives and what he lives next to?
I hope it's a fucking volcano that he can accidentally fall into.
I want to hear it now. I forget.
I want it to have some punch.
Okay.
It's better off. I could probably milk about 4 or 5 more of those where I just started again and then don't tell it. And it's fun. It'll be funny about 3 or 4 more times.
All right.
If it's not going to be a good idea, I can at least get the most out of the fact that it is an idea.
It is an idea.
We can just let it exist as an idea for a little bit.
You a little way to be an asshole.
Like molesting little kids?
I found a big way to be an asshole.
Yeah. Fuck it, never mind.
What is that?
Huh?
Device.
Nexus 7.
I like that you was worried about his asshole creativity, and then you immediately wanted to help him by giving him another little way to be creatively an asshole.
What are you talking about?
Because you said, he said, fire again, and you said, be more creative. Then you're offering him a little way to be an asshole. Like, here's another nugget for you.
Dying of fire.
Everybody.
Dying that could be
fire.
Your band.
No, everybody. You personally. Okay. This time... Obviously, everybody, but this time, you personally, die in a fucking fire.
Without the fucking, just the die in the fire?
Shut your fucking hole, Bobby.
Just the die
now
in the
you
fire.
Die in a fire. Everybody die in a fucking fire.
That's
me
what
included.
I said. Fire, everybody. Yeah.
I think you could have a pretty cool career as a banjo band with the name Die in a Fire. That'd be a good banjo band.
Number one. I don't like the term banjo band.
What else
just
do you call it?
How about bluegrass band? About
it doesn't have to be bluegrass music. This is a banjo band.
What the fuck?
They're good
with
a banjo.
How the fuck do
banjo.
You have a banjo in a band and it's not bluegrass music?
Well, there's banjo and country
Steve
music.
Steve Martin. He's banjo, one-man banjo band.
He's not playing bluegrass.
All fucking bluegrass.
Well, I'm sure the banjo sounds sound a lot like they're taking root from the bluegrass, because bluegrass is probably the first one to use the instrument, and they probably exhausted all the ways you could play it.
Fuck you.
Remember how you always had a premonition you was going to get hit with a bag of nickels by me?
I wish. Crush my fucking skull, dude. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying maybe we weren't thinking with a long enough timeline.
Sure.
Maybe eventually with this going on.
Too many cash in? I got some cash on me now. Do you want to run to the bank?
I might be motivated enough to hit you with a bag of nickels.
It's about time. It's about fucking time.
I think I should let you choose which kind of a bag, though. What kind of a bag would you want to be hit with?
Burlap sack, I guess.
If you had to be hit with a bag
Something that would hold the nickels in a way that, like...
But how big?
I don't want the bag to fucking break, right? I want my skull to fucking crack under the weight of the goddamn nickels.
Rolled
or
loose?
What I don't want is a fucking linen sack where it hits my skull and just the nickels just trickle all over the fucking floor.
Yeah, silk would be bad news.
If you're
going
to do it,
it'd be neat to watch,
fucking do it.
Silk would be bad news.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You gotta really swing.
So rolled or loose? Rolled nickels or loose nickels?
Fuck. Feed them to me rolled and then hit them with me loose. How about that? How about you force them down my fucking throat rolled? Because it seems the easiest way to just chunk them down there, right? Boom, 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 boom. Weigh me down. And then bam, right over the top of the head.
I think way to kill someone. Feed it to me rolled and hit it with me loose is the name of the first song. From the Die in a Fire banjo band.
Thank you.
Just screaming nickels.
Nickels! Nickels!
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention you were a hardcore metal banjo band. Acoustic, no.
Yep.
Not electric banjo, just...
I'm glad you differentiated this.
I'm going to search that on iTunes. Metal acoustic banjo music.
It's got to be.
You know it's out there.
Got to be. Some weird Norwegian. Niagara Falls is fake, right?
Yeah.
Like man-made, just tourist attraction shit.
Only exists on postcards.
Well, no, I've been there, but I presume they dug it out.
I don't see that possible. A lot of work.
No.
Not possible?
No.
Whatever. I think it's totally possible.
No. Well, I'm left with no fucking choice. Both you assholes said fake, so I have to fucking counter that, right?
No. I'm back on the other side. I had a knee-jerk reaction that I regret and completely redact.
I think it's fake.
No, I think it's real, because if you're going to assume that it's fake, then you also then have to assume that anything else remotely like it that occurred naturally that we all visit and that is a tourist place is also fake.
Who visits? What the fuck do you mean we all visit?
Like,
nobody's going to
Mount
Niagara
Rushmore.
Falls. Nobody gives a fuck
like, are you gonna
about any of that shit.
That one's natural.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You already believe that Mount Rushmore is natural.
Yes.
So then if you're going to go to fucking Niagara Falls, look at it as a
fake.
Similar monument.
Just for barrel racing.
It was built for barrel racing.
Yeah, like the Olympics, how they build the kayaking lanes. I think it's the same thing. But Canadians are like, we love to drop in barrels over stuff. Let's build this thing.
That's Donkey Kong. That's not Canadians.
Have you seen the super giant, overextended, long, thin kayak fucking things in the Olympics?
Yes.
One man.
Yes.
They're literally like 30, 40 feet long.
I don't know if they're that long, but yes.
Holy fuck, it's folks.
It's weird.
The fucking Olympics happened. Look at the fucking sports that we all play. Fuck both you assholes.
We weren't in the Olympics.
Yeah. No. But they happened.
I don't play.
And now we're
going
to talk about boat racing. Who gives a fuck?
This is the character that we made on this fucking episode.
Yeah. So
the floor is yours.
Look there, Joel. You're in a happier place.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I am in a happier place.
Looks like a picture taken from farther out in the ocean, perhaps. That's weird.
You know what I wish would happen in that picture? I wish we could go back in time and you'd fall into the ocean and drown.
All right. It'd have been cold.
Yeah. Yeah. That actually makes the drowning better. That I would have known that you wouldn't have been, yeah, at a comfortable temperature
would that
when you drowned. That would have made me feel better.
Man. Would that mean that you would be stuck back in time as well? Because wouldn't you want to go there to confirm his drowning?
Absolutely.
Like, you're not just going to send him off back to time by himself to drown.
No,
like, you
of
wanna
course.
Go,
we're together.
So then are you
picture.
Stuck? Or do you? Can you get back?
I got enough money to get a bus ticket, don't I? I'm not the one that drowned in the fucking Pacific. So
bus
sure.
Bus tickets don't travel through time.
Yeah, but I'm back in time with the money that was in my wallet.
How'd you get back?
That time.
Same way you got there?
What do you mean?
How'd you get back? How'd you get back in time? How'd you time travel?
Through a bus.
Okay, so the bus is the time travel. Now, has that technology been around since the time you're going back to? Because if you go back
irrelevant.
There... No,
if
not
a time traveling bus. It doesn't matter when the fuck that technology was available.
So the bus stays back in time with you?
No, the bus travels through time. So it doesn't matter if it's in the fucking caveman days or the fucking new millennia. It doesn't fucking matter. It's a time traveling bus.
But does the bus physically end up where you're at?
When it time travels to where I'm at, sure.
Okay, but if that would mess up history going back to caveman times and them seeing a bus show
why
up.
Why would you assume
bus?
That would mess up history
because that's chaos
those dumb
effect.
Fucks didn't know anything
the chaos effect dude
I think it's
we
that's
just say
a
words
crazy
now.
Animal
we get to make up little fucking words and sentences and we say the chaos effect because it sounds like a movie that we watched one time so we say it and then it's a thing
it sounded like a line in a movie
it sounds like a fucking shitty fucking movie
Jurassic,
line or not
yeah. Jurassic Park
Pro Jurassic Park
we just talked about it the other day
awesome
good movie.
Keep talking about it, you fucks.
Does this character you've created not approve of Jurassic Park as being a good movie?
This character doesn't give a fuck about fuck. So, where are we talking about?
I hope we can kick this character out next
yeah, I'm ready for a cigarette break and a fucking reset.
Awesome. This character will climb into his stupid fucking car and drive the fuck home.
Where's your car?
It's broke.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Threw a rod.
Really?
Yeah.
You're, like, good at that, aren't you? Didn't it happen
seems
in a truck,
so.
Too?
Were you practicing discus for the Olympics? You just pulled your rod out of your car and threw it? I mean, what's the point of that?
That's a good... I like that. That's clever. I'm glad
that's the most positive thing this character said. I
no
have to assume that means
die.
It was awesome. You halfway sarcastically said you liked it. That's the best yeah. We've gotten, so...
Yeah.
I have to assume that's the one that's killed so far.
Killed seems strong.
Die in fire.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome.
How about that for the most positive thing this character said
so
all
sweet.
Fucking day?
So sweet. You're a sweet boy. There's a show with Darlene on it that she like laughs and talks. You guys seen that shit? It's so creepy.
Oh, The Talk.
The Talk.
Yeah, so creepy.
With her crazy underbite?
Yeah. Looking like a Simpsons character.
Maybe
shit.
It's an overbite. Yeah, she looks like the bus driver or something.
Yeah.
Or Mo or somebody.
Awesome.
I don't watch
hey,
The Simpsons.
Hey, do you guys mind if we, like, run a show where we fucking make fun of people's appearances? Does that sound like fun to you?
Yep.
Good.
Julie Chen's on it, though. I like Julie Chen.
Fuck that fucking cunt. Fucking married the fucking president of CBS and then gets on fucking Big
really?
Brother. Yeah, she's fucking
yeah,
married
dude,
to the president of CBS.
She does a great job on Big Brother, though.
Really?
What's
that
it matter?
That stupid fucking bitch?
What's it matter?
What's it matter? Exactly, what's it matter?
She does such a horrible job, you can't justify how she could possibly have got it. So you have to blame
no,
it
well,
on the fact that she married the head of CBS?
No, it seems to me that she married the head of CBS and they can throw any fucking douchebag on TV.
But do you watch Big Brother?
No.
Well, then don't you think that you should be watching Big Brother in order to
why
form an opinion?
Why the fuck would I watch that?
Because whether or not she's good at it determines why you would even want to be mad at her.
Here's why I'm mad at her.
You're basing this on nothing.
No, I'm basing this on she married into a position of power and then said,
like
hey,
Mariah
dude
Carey
that I'm
and
fucking
shit.
That's way too fucking ugly for me to fuck in real life if you didn't have fucking money.
Yeah, but what's her background?
I don't know, some dumb bitch background.
Was she aspiring to be a TV host?
Apparently.
A TV personality?
Right.
Okay, well, she's good at it, so doesn't that
no,
mean...
No, she's not.
How do you know?
Because I've seen the fucking show.
I just asked if you watched it.
I don't watch it regularly, but I've seen the fucking show.
Why is it? Why is what she does bad?
Because she reads off a fucking teleprompter like any asshole could.
So it, because it's a job that anybody can do, the fact that she
Fine.
Married the head of
CBS. You know
CB
what? Fucking Julie it. Chan's the fucking bee's knees. What the fuck? Who gives a fuck about that stupid fucking bitch?
I like her.
I'm sure you fucking do.
Big fan.
No shit.
Julie.
Mr. fucking, like, the fucking...
I watched the shit out of Big Brother,
I bet
too.
You do, you dumb fuck!
He watched the shit out of
I'm
it.
I'm sure you do.
Love that show. Julie Chen is my home girl.
I'm sure. Are we done?
It might be.
Good.
Hi, Steve.
Fuck you, too.
I have to mark this episode number as one to recommend to people.
No.
Oh, there's the line of the show. Don't fucking pull your fucking dick out too early. That's the line of the fucking show.
Given that killed status. I saw a pretty joyous, actual, happy-looking laugh come out of your fucking face.
Shut your stupid fucking mouth! Ugh.
I could have swore if we'd have time-captured that, you'd be looking like you was having a good
I
time.
I wish you'd die in a drowning accident. Hey!
Nice.
It would have been better if you'd never said drowning before, though, but you used drowning before in your time-traveling story. Pacific.
Fine,
ocean.
Airplane crash.
There you go.
Fuck off.
Still involves fire.
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Really? Thank you.
It's really? Likely to really? Involve fire, but yeah. You're not going to catch on fire if your plane
Maybe
crashes
you crashed
into
the ocean.
Into ground or the ocean.
Now you're drowning.
No, you're not. You died on impact.
Broken neck or back.
With enough Snapping friction half. To start a fire.
In your bones.
I do like the idea of somebody, like, friction starting a fire with somebody else's spine.
I got nothing.
It hasn't been a great Saturday for me, fuckos. So, sorry.
Turned out to be a great Saturday for me.
Good.
Fucking asshole.
I hope everybody has a shitty fucking Saturday. Do you hear me? Stop this episode right now. Stop listening. Pause it. Wait until Saturday and die in a fucking fire. So we all have a shitty fucking Saturday together.
I refuse to do it. I'm going to have a lovely
I'm
Saturday.
I'm going to burn this fucking house down.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a cigarette. I feel worn out from that one.
Can we discuss why hippies carry roach clips on feathers? You seen it?
Never seen a hippie
really?
Roach clip on feathers.
Huh.
That's so they can attach the feathers to whatever they want. What you put it in their hair. Roach clip isn't a roach clip.
Really?
It's only become a roach clip because it works for that function as well.
Really?
Was it designed as a fucking roach clip?
Really? You serious? So like the feathers are decoration? And who the fuck wears feathers?
All kinds of people put feathers in their hair. Steven Tyler.
Really?
Steven Tyler practically fucking made a living off of it.
But it's not just
God,
a...
I wish that fuck would die in a fire.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of anger on that one.
God, fuck yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's weird.
Hard stances. That's what we take on this show. Take firm fucking stances.
Yeah.
Cough, cough.
Did you win at laser tag?
No.
No?
No.
Would that have cheered you up a little bit more if
no,
you had?
No, nothing could cheer me up today, man. I sat through 3 hours of fucking child molestation class, dude. My whole fucking day is ruined. Everything. There's nothing. I could win the fucking lottery, and all I have running through my head is kids get fucking diddled all the goddamn time, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it.
feel like I could watch three back-to-back-to-back episodes of Dr. Phil that all focused on child molestation, and I'd be cool Dr. after Phil's a couple a hours.
Fucking piece of shit.
I'd be cool after a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you like Julie Chen, so of course you diddle children.
Chen. Chen.
Right.
With an E.
Right, 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 right. Touch, 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 touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Diddle, diddle. It's Julie Chen, by the way. With an E.
It's stupid cunt. I think you're pronouncing it wrong. I feel like you're putting too much Jew on the Julie and not enough stupid on the cunt.
I didn't say cunt.
That's a weird way to spell it, too.
Yeah.
I don't use words like cunt.
Oh, don't you?
Nope. Didn't see any child molestation videos today, so never got to that level. A sip of Coke Zero.
Go fuck yourself.
It's not bad.
Not good either.
All right, here's Austin's checked out on
Coke
us.
Coke Zero.
Egghead's just plowing through his fucking
I got nothing.
Tablet playing Angry Birds.
I don't like Angry Birds.
I think it's time to end
it. The most boring game of Angry Birds. I can see it. It's all words.
Yeah. You got Angry Birds on your tablet.
Yeah, that's for the kid, though.
Likely excuse.
Yeah, I played it a couple times. Like, I've tried to like it, and I can't get into it.
I liked it the first time around, but I gotta say I'm with you now that I don't like it. Yeah. But it's not on my fucking phone either, dude.
I know. La-di-da. Joel's got me in a bad mood now.
I'm getting angry.
Good. It's about goddamn time both of you woke up to the reality of the world we fucking live in.
I think it's actually time for us to end this show, start a new one.
We're not even 15 fucking minutes into this show. How long are we in?
40.
Yeah.
You become a nice guy. And
fuck you.
Me and Austin will sit here and yell at you about dying and burning in fucking hellfire for an hour.
It's about goddamn time.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
You guys know Mozart was fucking...
I said it wrong the first time.
Yeah, you did.
Seamlessly corrected it, though. Go for it. Mozart.
Yeah. Playing for archbishops when he was 16. It's crazy.
It's crazy that people had the power to say, go make that guy play for me.
Yeah.
And it probably didn't cost them any money.
You think Mozart ended up rich? He was probably poor, wasn't he?
I don't know. I think there was such a...
Fucking ears fixed, did he?
He didn't cut his ear off, dude. That was
he was
God.
Deaf as a fucking doorknob.
They may not have had the technology because you didn't bring it with the bus to fix the ears back then. So whether you had money or not, it wouldn't matter. Shooting holes in your fucking stories is what I'm doing, dude.
Well played. You can take this fucking gig over. Because honestly, one of the things I came to talk about here today was, as infrequently as I've been able to make it, it's going to be even more infrequent, dude.
Nice.
So you can't wait on me to make
you, like, went
podcast.
Down into the fucking sad basement and then found a fucking trap door that led into a deeper fucking cellar of fucking sadness and
yeah.
brought that
Who
out.
The fuck was laid off? Who the fuck doesn't have health insurance? Who the fuck's car has fucking died? Of course it's all fucking sad, you dumb shit. What the fuck were you thinking when you walked into this shit? Ugh. God damn it. Fuck. That last part was over the top. I meant it, though.
Alrighty. So why are you skipping out on more shows?
Because all I have time to do is make money. Christine's working 12 hours a week.
Hey.
I've had my salary cut by a third.
Yeah.
And any fucking spare time that I have, weekend-wise, Thursday-wise, anything, needs to be fucking going over to my mom or dad's house and painting fucking doors or walls or whatever the fuck and
Are
trying
you looking
to score
for different jobs?
Goddamn scratch. I'm like, working on getting my piss clean.
Yeah.
And hopefully that works out somehow.
Yeah.
I've heard that fucking Jason from work is working at a printing press down in Franklin.
Okay.
Supposedly they hire in at $15 an hour. That'd be great. Nice. Apparently it's all sorts of overtime. Like, I'm super fucked, man. Yeah. Like, so if you want to talk about all the aggression that I have. It's not necessarily toward you guys. It's toward the fucking world. Yeah. I hope this stupid fucking piece of shit falls into a black hole and just never happened. That's honestly, I mean, that's where I'm at. And it doesn't, it really doesn't have to do with you guys. I'm fucking pissed at my situation in life, at my station in life.
Sure.
So what I mean to say in that I won't be able to make it as often as I would like to is I just have to, I have to fucking pay the bills, man.
It's understandable.
So
you should get upset about it though. You should like start yelling at people about it.
Yeah. Fuck you. Die. Ugh. It's super fucking frustrating. It sucks.
I believe it.
Yeah. I came from a place where it wasn't, money wasn't really a concern. Yeah. It wasn't great, obviously.
Yeah.
Now it's fucking shitty, and I'm fucking getting bill collector calls all the time, and on top of that, my fucking car's dead. Like, everything's fucking falling apart. All things fall down, and it sucks, man.
Do we have a donation button on our page?
It didn't, wouldn't fucking matter if we did. Have any of you assholes donated to a podcast?
Yes.
Suck it. Everybody suck.
We all have.
1,000 fucking dicks.
We've all donated to podcasts. Yeah.
You're fucking poor, though, so who gives a fuck if any of you donated? Right? Like $10? Like $10 fucking helps me at all. Yeah. Oh! So that's where I'm at, and I know that I'm super fucking hostile, and it's not necessarily toward you guys. It's just fucking... In general, this is my baseline now.
Do you have a lawnmower?
Howdy fucking duty. What?
Do you have a lawnmower?
I have a plug-in lawnmower. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
You got your, you got enough extension cord?
To reach my yard and my yard alone. How small is your yard?
Pretty small, actually.
Then I can probably mow your yard.
I'm just saying. I pay a guy to mow my yard, so I could.
How much do you pay a guy to mow your yard?
Well, he wants me to... He wants to charge me $15 a week. I don't know if that he plans on cutting it every week or not, but that's just what you just said, $15 a week.
I'll do 30 biweekly.
No, that's what I wanted to do with him anyways.
40 biweekly.
It's the friend discount.
The friend, I'm fucked! I'm fucking fucked!
But, I mean, if it is 30 biweekly and it only needs cut once every other week, and it takes you 20 minutes to do it, it sounds worth it.
Man.
I mean, I would. Like, that's how fucked I am. Maybe. That I'm talking about mowing your fucking grass, dude.
Dude, I'm not trying to fucking put you down or anything.
No, I know. I know.
I'm fucking...
I'm taking your offer. That's what's happening here. I'm cursing your stupid fucking name, but I'm also taking your fucking offer.
Well, I'll take the offer back. I'd rather...
I wish I would die.
I'd rather my name not be cursed. I'd rather my name not be cursed.
I'm going to fucking... Also, keep in mind that while I'm mowing your yard, I'm going to be yelling the
fuck
whole
you,
fucking
die
time. Fuck you. I hate you. I hate me. I hate everything. Fuck.
Yeah, we may have to rescind the offer.
Right. Good.
It might not be worth your driving out there, too. Like,
well, how far is he?
From your 15, 20 minutes from your house. I'll provide the gas.
I'm learning to drive a stick shift. I bought a car for $800.
Really?
And I'm learning to drive a stick shift.
What'd you get?
Toyota Corolla.
Not the one that's sitting out there?
1995.
Nice.
Yes.
Huh.
God.
Toyota
dead,
Corolla.
I wouldn't have to.
If you're going to write notes down, write that. That's a topic reminder for me, but I'm waiting until all this is.
This is not over.
About that security guard at our building.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell a story about that guy. We're going to. Debate and decide whether or not we think he's telling the truth or not. Because I got some evidence. I was fully under the guy, but I think I've come up with some evidence to suggest that.
Let's just make sure we all understand that. You just said I was fully into the guy.
Under the guy.
I think I said on to the guy.
Oh.
Either way, it's sexual.
Yep.
So.
But I was fully engaged with this guy.
Still sexual. Keep going.
Poorly.
Try it again.
No, but I was fully sticking my dick in this guy's ass.
Still sexual. Try it again. So, what I mean to say is that's the perspective that I'm coming from. And if you want me on the next show, I'm going to be just as fucking angry because I'm still in the same shitty fucking situation. That's where I'm at.
Would you like a shot of vodka?
I hate your soul. Of course, I would like a shot.
I think it's probably shitty cheap vodka. Like, it might be. Like,
does it have booze in it?
Grocery
then, yeah.
Store vodka.
Does it separate me from my stupid fucking existence? Then, yes, please. Anything.
Why is your lady only working?
I can't believe I hit that picture. I'm going to find that ring later. I hope I didn't crack your glass.
Don't do that anymore.
I have to pay to replace that.
Yeah.
God damn it. I don't have any fucking money.
Why is your lady not working more?
She's going to school. She's in her practicum. Okay. So hopefully she's able to become a fucking school teacher and earn, what, $28,000 fucking dollars a year teaching your dumbass kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, she's student teaching almost full time at this point. And that's why she's making fucking $16 an hour.
Yeah.
But the hope is that she's, I mean, this is really what she was made for.
Yeah.
She's excellent with kids. Yeah. She's patient and kind, knows all their idiosyncrasies, all that bullshit.
When does that become full-time?
That becomes full-time after this semester and one more semester.
Oh, that's cool.
So about a year.
You could look at some positives then. You just described a positive. You just talked very lovely about your wife and you're married to her. So that's a positive.
I hate you.
I tried to hook you up with a job with a graphic designing lady that I know, but
by the way, you just got a pretty good new prospect. My mom's almost on my ass to go get this job.
Wait, what's this job? I wasn't paying attention because I was so angry.
$15 an hour to start out. It's at a small manufacturing plant of a division of GE in Beaver Creek. 11 paid holidays.
GE
full,
equals money.
Full benefits.
Wait. Like, for real, I need some information on this.
I know, dude.
Changed my full fucking.
I might be walking out of here not giving it to you. Keep it fucking up.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on. Let's talk.
I'm telling you right now, dude.
Hey.
We still have to be human beings to each other.
Absolutely, we have to be human beings.
I don't want you going home and killing yourself. I'd rather get you out of the fucking funk. I feel like I can't say a goddamn word to you.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
It probably is not the nicest thing I've said to you. I told you you look skinny.
That's true. I'll take that over fucking I hope you don't kill yourself.
But I was wrong when I said I thought you looked skinny, but at least
you're fat as fuck, you dumb fucking piece of shit. No, seriously, if you could give me the fucking
Dude, here's
on
the
that.
Thing. Here's
give me your mom's number. I'll lick the fuck out of her clit. Seriously, I need a fucking job. All I need like is
chill out.
Like 3 weeks and I can have clean piss. I can score clean piss sooner.
The only reason I can't further this and give it to you right now is because I recently had to do a hard reset on my phone and I lost all my text threads.
Oh,
and the contact number was in.
Convenient.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I'm not bullshit.
No,
it's
seriously.
It's not in there right
that's
now.
That's fine. No. But honestly, if you could help me out, either of you.
Yes, I will give you.
Like
I will find out
lead.
The name. I will give you. I will do the footwork to find out
the contact information. Check it out. So. This little ass company that I work for, I'm making circuit boards right now, right?
Yep.
I wanted to talk to you about this, but we were
you
out.
You have
on the
a
porch.
Job, right?
Right. I have a fucking job, but it's $11 an hour. $11.75
with no insurance.
Hold on. Here's the fucking catch 22 on the insurance. You ready for this
but
shit?
But wait.
It maxes out at $15,000 a year.
Okay. That's a start.
No, it's not a fucking start, you dumb fuck. If I fell down the stairs and broke my fucking leg, guess what that costs more than? $15,000 a year, dude. I can't afford to get into a fucking car wreck, let alone go to a fucking physician.
How old are you?
29.
So for 29 years...
I've been
thinking
about that too long.
For 29 years, out of those 29 years, how many times have you fallen down the steps and had to have a $15,000 or more doctor bill?
My point is this. If...
Way to answer
insurance,
the question.
No, never.
Padre.
Right? Fair enough. My point is this. Insurance to me does not equal prescription coverage or a physician's cost when I go to get a checkup.
You want the
insurance to me equals I got into a fucking car accident.
Yeah, you're not terrified of ever getting into falling down
absolutely.
The stairs or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know,
I'm fucked with $15,000 max on a fucking year. It's over.
Here's the thing.
It wouldn't fucking matter.
For whatever the...
And that's $400 a month
for
coming out of my check.
Yikes.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot.
Brutal.
That makes it worse.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's got a $15,000 max, dude, you got to think. If you go over the 15 grand, there will be other avenues for you to find ways to pay that off. It doesn't automatically mean
right.
somebody comes to your fucking house and shoots you in the head.
I wish they would. My point is, it doesn't Why even have the $15,000?
We don't need to know about your point. You need to know about our
Why
point.
Why even have the $15,000?
You need to know about our point.
Which is...
What the situation you're describing isn't bad enough.
I resent that you're lumping Austin in on this. Our point feels strong. But go ahead.
Well, you keep repeating my point is. We get your point. We're telling you that your point is wrong.
I don't see that at all. What's how is my point wrong?
Well, only in the sense that
you want $15,000 an hour.
Yes, fucking... I want $15,000 an hour.
I'm sure you do. Do you want $15,000 a year max coverage on health insurance?
More than I want zero. Yes,
I don't. Not for $400 a month.
Yeah, I don't know about
not for $400
a
month.
That's an interesting.
That's brutal.
Do you have
dude.
The option to not get insurance?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that problem solved.
Waive it, which is what I fucking did.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a fucking choice. There's no way I'd pay for that.
Then your problem solved.
How so, you fucking crazy fuck?
Because you deal with it now, you assume you have to, because it's called life, that you don't die in a fucking car wreck within the next couple of months, and you'll find a job. You keep looking, you find a job, you get your benefits, and you're better. There's no die in a fire that needs to happen. Our point is chill the fuck out. We're all good.
Dude,
I'm offering you. We're
fuck you. Chill the fuck out. I'm the one without insurance. I'm the one fucking making nothing. I'm the fucking guy who's fucked here. So please don't tell me to chill out, man. Fuck you. Please don't tell me to chill out. I honestly, hold on. I don't know. I know I'm jumping down your throat when you're trying to help me out. I get that. But please understand that I'm coming from a fucking position of panic. I'm frankly fucking panicked.
I gotcha, dude.
I'm just, I want you to know.
You're in die in a fire mode.
I am in die in a fire mode.
You'll be in die in a fire mode. I won't say nothing else.
No, that's not what I want, but I do want you to know.
All of them? You made it way harder to fucking just go ahead and walk on out.
It just sucks, dude. Everything sucks.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, everything sucks.
I might be, maybe I can fucking chill out next week.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just not good.
She gets hard, man. I think I've had it easy and taken it for granted.
Yeah, well, that's part of it, is that I now realize how much I took it for granted when I was at a place where, like, insurance wasn't an issue and fucking pay scale. Honestly, like, the $1,175 isn't the...
Yeah,
like that's not the break
point. I'm making
point.
Significantly more than that,
right? Yeah. Like I don't mind the $1,175. Yeah. It's that I can't fucking fall down the stairs, man. Like,
yeah, but I think you might be worrying a little too much about that. Like, I understand, but at the same time, if you fall down the stairs and you break your leg, you go to the hospital and they send you a bill to Bobby's.
Right, you know,
and you don't have to pay that bill. Like, nothing's gonna happen if you don't pay that bill. They're gonna keep on calling you, and that's gonna be the extent of it. You know. But,
I like to pay my bill. Like
sure,
I want to.
Sure,
yes, I want to take care of that.
Right, but they're not going to come shoot you in the head. To his point, you know.
Right.
But I also understand the state of panic and like, oh shit, I don't have a job.
Man,
I need something to do, and like I've got bills to take care of.
So I genuinely, and I hope Bobby can hear this. I don't mean to come in here and yell at you guys, although that's all I've done for the last fucking 55 minutes.
I'm
legitimately panicked. I mean, I feel fucked, and I feel like
I don't
honestly,
think you're that
feel
fucked,
like,
especially if you get your shit cleaned up and go looking for a job, because I think there's jobs out there.
I hope so, man.
You've got enough, for lack of a better
thing,
way to
like,
say it, low skill manufacturing.
I fucking show up every
places.
Day, like I can learn whatever the fuck you want me to. Ugh.
Yeah.
It just sucks, and like that they're at this job, like. They gave me a 75-cent raise, and they're asking me to suck their dick about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, keep in mind, we're not fucking giving anybody a raise. Like, we're not...
Huh.
Awesome, assholes. I can't fucking do any... Like, ugh. It's great. Like, ugh. I don't mean to slap the mic. It's all, like... I'm just, frankly, both to you and Bobby, I'm fucking panicked as shit, and that's why... That's why I'm in this fucking state. That's why I'm so fucking verklempt. I'm overwhelmed. And I know I'm like, I know all, I'm one fucking misstep. I'm one bad changing of lanes from fucking in debt for $80,000. Like, you're right. They're not coming to my house and putting a bullet in my head, but that ain't going away.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm in a much different spot than that.
Health insurance is a big thing, dude.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm, like, I'm not much of a different step.
Why?
I don't think. Just because. I think fucking life happens and, oh, shit, you know how you're now, if I got, went to the doctor and found out I had cancer, fuck, dude, I'm 200 grand in debt immediately. My insurance ain't going to do shit with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, no, we, no, we'll pass.
Which is bullshit. Like, why are you fucking paying into that? Well, that's the same thing. That's the same reason that I've fucking...
'Cause it got me scammed.
...have decided not to fucking buy into $15,000 a year insurance.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why would I fucking do that?
Yeah.
Ugh. So I don't... Honestly, I sort of... I want to back this all back in the last 8 minutes of the episode and say, I am genuinely sorry that I've come in here and have been all fucking super hostile. Because it's not you guys. You guys haven't done fuck to me.
Our listeners.
Those guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I agree.
And fucking I have to quit smoking because they won't give you a kid under 5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some shit.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, there's studies that say you fucking that there's a higher rate of asthma if there's a smoker in the house. There's I don't resent them at all for that.
I think it's a little that whole process seems to be pretty fucked up. Like, I can see being genuinely upset about that shit.
I'm not genuinely like, upset about that
there's
shit.
There's a fine line between, yeah, we got to make sure the people that we're giving these kids to are
that's
decent
the
people.
Thing. Like, they have to cover
but
their ass.
At the same time, how many
they can't give it
fucking
to fucking any James Vandergriff who wants to throw one off a cliff and fucking whatever. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, they have to be super... I tried.
That's
I really
lost
did try.
Gone forever now. Yeah, man, go for it. They're in the fridge. Do you want to say goodbye?
Sure, bye. Fuck you.
Thanks for listening. You can find us places.
Give me health insurance.
You never know. You might have somebody. Might have a listener.
Oh, wouldn't that be a fucking miracle?
We might have a listener that deals in health insurance.
Seriously, dude. I hope you take as little offense as possible. There's no way you don't take any. Right? Like, I was a dick to you guys for a fucking hour. Of course you're going to take some.
Hey, dude, if you're being your character, we're fucking fine wine, dude.
You're goddamn right I'm being my character.
Yeah, dude, we're Golden Grahams. I'm just saying, like, if any of it was serious, I'm...
No.
About to be one too many fucking fuck yous slung at me. I'm getting a little heated.
Now, if any of it was serious, it wasn't directed toward any of you. You guys don't have fucking shit to do with anything.
Yeah.
Right? So, please understand that any of it that was serious was just misdirected.
No, we're still on.
I'm just yelling off mic. Fuck everybody! Ugh.
You're plenty loud, don't worry about it.
Good!
Yeah.
Are you cool? Hey, are you cool with this?
Go, please.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
In exchange for a cigarette.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know, what is it? Yeah. Nice. But what's
the big fucking deal?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I could eat.
Do you want some vodka for real?
No, I'm good. Italian sub with quite a bit of vegetables on it from Subway.
Sure.
No cheese on.
I don't give a fuck. You already said enough for me. Thank you.
Mayonnaise?
Yes, please. Thank you. Make sure it's vegan. That's perfect.
Black olives.
You're the best. You're the best.
Lettuce, onions, pickles, green peppers.
Thank you.
In the trash can place. White one.
White one.
Yeah.
I want this whole episode to be in like Dr. Phil.
What was you taking pictures of zigzag related? I'm putting on Twitter the other night. They wouldn't show up on my phone.
Cigarettes.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
There's a couple other pictures in my timeline above it and below it. They were fine, but your pictures would
weird.
Come up.
Huh. Oh, it's through Instagram, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
No, because your Oscar Apple pictures will all show up.
Huh. That's weird. Hmm. Hello? Hello.
Of course, I only tried it once. Yeah. Maybe I just didn't wait long enough. Huh.
You're not missing much. It wasn't very exciting.
Bobby gave me a sandwich.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite sub from there, but I usually don't get it because I even
try to... again, spell it out because it is really good.
I even try to go healthier, and I always get the ham or the turkey. The spicy Italian has the fatty salami and pepperoni on it, but I got
the good salami, you mean?
I'm still on my weekend of celebration for getting to 40 pounds lost.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yeah,
but... for real.
It is a spicy Italian on honey oat.
Mm-hmm.
No cheese. With lettuce, spinach, onions, pickles, banana peppers, jalapenos, black olives, green peppers, parmesan, and
parmesan.
That's
sprinkle
cheese.
Parmesan.
Really? That's cheese.
A little bit, but it's a very tiny. Huh. It's just a quick sprinkle of
parmesan. I didn't realize I had parmesan.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Huh.
It adds a little bit of
missing out.
You kind of get the grit from it in a couple of while you're chewing. Provides a cool another little texture layer.
It works well with the mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good stuff, Jim.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Get a little way of being an asshole. I want to work. I want to get a job at the... Here's something you can do for a job. find where the Hot Pockets factory is.
Fork true.